Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about 6 ways to bring more joy into your life. Because this is the thing. As we get older as adults, things get very serious and a little too hard to contend with sometimes. So we need to be reminded that life is to be enjoyed. And as such, I have a list of 6 things for you to do in order to attain that goal. Because I bet that you probably do need some more joy in your life. If you're living a very busy, harried life and not putting enough of yourself into your own life, this is where many of my clients end up coming to see me, especially middle-aged and older women, because they're so busy taking care of everyone around them that they forget about themselves. So here we go. Let's start with number 1, which is to get in touch with those things that are important to you. You know, it's great that you want to do things to help other people. However, you need to remember that you too have things that you care about and that you find purpose and meaning in. Go spend your time doing those things. And it's fine to start using that word no. You're very good at using that word no when you're 2 years old, so go find it to create boundaries for yourself so you stop living other people's lives and get yourself back into your own life. 2, hang around people who share your interest and who you find fun to be around. This is another thing that I find too many adults just don't do. They feel obligated to be with people because they're family or they're friends they've had for ages and ages. And the truth of the matter is that sometimes these people are more irritating and frustrating and sometimes just obnoxious to be around. So just stop spending your time with these folks and spend your time with people who you truly enjoy. Go out to different groups and meetups to go find people who share your interests. There's meetups everywhere to do almost anything a person could think about, and many times multiple ones. 3, activities that will increase your dopamine. 1, get in the sunlight to get your vitamin D. 3, it's very important to help you feel good, and it helps with a lot of bodily functions. 2, increase your activity level. Keep your body moving so that you can be strong and flexible. 3, do yoga. It's also wonderful for flexibility, building up strength. Does wonderful things for your core. And at the end, they have a guided meditation most of the time. 4, meditation or self-hypnosis. Both of them are going to calm your mind and keep you centered and grounded. 4, pleasurable music. There's few things that bring happiness and contentment into our lives than great music that we truly enjoy. Stay away from those sad songs and listen to those things that really resonate and give you a good sense of joy and energy. 6, do something kind for somebody else. It doesn't need to be anything huge. Something as simple as sending a card to someone who you've been thinking about but you haven't talked to in a really long time. Use the U.S. Postal Service. They can certainly use your patronage at this time. And helping out somebody who could use a little help here and there. It helps to make you feel wonderful, and you're helping somebody who could really use the assistance in any case. I know that my father was a great example of enjoying one's life because the man actually loved his dental profession, and he spent his time playing tennis, playing golf, playing racquetball, screen dancing with my mother, as well as enjoying his time eating out meals and seeing movies. Truly, he enjoyed almost everything that he did in his life, and he really ingrained it in me, in any case, that life is really truly there for us to enjoy, so long as we take the time to do those things that we truly enjoy. I know in the past, I haven't always been that good about doing those things because I was too busy helping other people with their stuff. But at one point, I realized that I didn't have enough time doing nice stuff that I wanted to do in my own life, and I stopped doing that. I fired friends who usurped my time and started getting involved with people who truly made me have fun, taught me interesting things, and, well, people that I found to be wonderful to be around. And I want you to do the same thing for yourself. Life is way too short to not do those things that we care about and being with the people that we love and care about. And don't forget to call people. If you haven't talked to them in a while, that's also a really good thing to do. I know that every week my godson calls me or texts me to check in and see how I'm doing. And that means a whole lot to me, especially because he's the younger one. And usually it's the older person who's forced to do these things. But not in this case. He does it all the time. And it's really cool. So, keep that in mind as well. People will always love to hear from you. Because they've probably been thinking about you and didn't take that first and most important step of picking up the phone and calling you. So why don't you do that for them? In any case, I thank you as always for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.